Computer. Welcome back to another wonderful episode of Heart and Soul. And today we're gonna share insights and hopefully inspire you around the feeling of comparison. Sometimes we compare ourselves, or we naturally probably do that without even realizing. And comparison is the thief of joy. And joy is a topic we covered several episodes. It's so important to feel that joy, to open up, and it's more important for us to be true to ourselves, to be authentic, and stop comparing ourselves. Welcome, Janet. How are you today? Are you feeling better than me or not?
Oh, no. I know this is a topic when we were sort of looking at topics, and I thought, oh, actually, comparison is something that a lot of us do. And I think it's almost instilled in us that competitiveness. And certainly in the Western society, where we're always looking to see what someone else is doing, our neighbor, what car they've got, or what they've got, or a friend, what they've got. And it is a very sort of, in our culture, we very much do that. And often we find ourselves, when we do that comparison, feeling bad because maybe we don't have the money for something, whatever our neighbor's got. Maybe we don't look the way on Instagram, that influencer you're following looks and how perfect their life is. Or maybe, you've got a friend who seems to have has it all, and you kind of that jealousy creeps in. And it really is, as you say, it is the thief of joy. Or even, I know when I sort of wrote my fiction book, I was really proud of my book and very excited. And it went out into the world, and as Caroline knows, who's put books out into the world, it's a very scary moment. And then I started getting some feedback, and it was very mixed. It was very like some people go, oh, great story, loved it. And then some really harsh critic. And some was about, oh, there were typing errors, or there were spelling errors, or there were grammar errors, or there was this, that, and the other, and the story didn't make sense. And it really burst my joy bubble. Really, absolutely, it hurt me. Because this is like something you work so hard and so long on and put it out into the world, and then you have this sort of criticism, and you start to compare then yourself with other books, like the bestsellers and similar, genre. And then you start to go, I can't do this. I'm not good enough. I think some of us will recognize that I'm not good enough. And what I've realized now, and it did block me for a long time writing the next book, because this next book has been sitting there waiting. And I realized it is because, I was comparing myself with somebody who went through with a traditional publisher who had, the best editors, the best promotion. And even then, I have read books that have been through that process and still have grammatical errors, or still have typos, or still have things that don't make sense, or have inconsistencies. And I look and go, well, actually, my book's as good as theirs on that front. Yes, there's some mistakes, but it's not the end of the world. And that for me was a real big learning to accept that. But I can tell you it was a bit of a journey. And I'm only really there now that I'm sort of like getting ready and getting excited about the next book. What about you, Caroline? Have you any stories about that comparing?
Yeah, I mean, I feel for you. You know, when you put out your book, it's like the baby, you're birthing it. It's your baby. And people can be very critical. I mean, even with my book, someone said, yeah, but there are lots of spelling mistakes or typos. And I thought, is that all? And just learning to take a step back, and it's their perception. If they're only looking at this, they didn't get the whole picture. They weren't interested in the book. They were only interested in finding mistakes. And yeah, we are all speaking just for myself, but I'm recovering perfectionist. So, you know, it's okay, and done is better than perfect, because otherwise we would never publish anything. And there's always, you know, you can proofread 200 times and there's always something later on. And that's okay. It's part of that journey of life, you know. But for me, comparison, I mean, it starts with sports, you know. It's always that competition, who is the faster, the better, the taller, the whatever, you know. And then in sports at school, you know, two people could pick their teammates, and then sometimes you're the last, sometimes you're the first. It's just sort of, and then of course it's sort of like, oh, I'm not good at this, or I'm not good there, and they're always better. Or handwriting, you know, oh, she has. And I think sometimes it's the parents, it's the teachers sort of saying, oh, she has a nice handwriting. And you go, okay, yeah, mine is not so nice. You know, it's that you grow up with that. And then, of course, you have siblings, and then you've been compared. And I mean, yeah, even my father, God bless his soul, he's really, really a sensitive, he was a sensitive soul and everything. But he once commented on my big calves, you know. I mean, nothing I could change, because it's just the muscles, you know. It's sort of, and then I thought, sort of, yeah, but I felt unloved. And he said, why can't you have the slim lower legs like your sisters? I thought, sort of, yeah, I mean, who gave me this? You know, it's sort of like, and it's so non-essential how, you know, muscular or not your legs are, or how short. It's nothing you can change. But of course, you compare yourselves. They have long, slim legs. I am short and stocky. And you start to not feel good enough. And then in school, you know, you feel like, and that's the thing, because then you focus only on the things you're not good at. And I think, especially here in Switzerland, it's more like either you fit in the box or you don't. And they're always telling parents where your child is not good enough yet. You know, oh, in math, she's a bit behind, or she doesn't do reading at the expected level. And when I was in the States, and they're really focusing on the positive, like, oh, wow, they're already doing this, look, that's great. And they're not always comparing. So it was much easier to see the strength. And I think it's really important to focus on the good things also, because there are many things we can't be great in everything, but sort of keeping that interest going in something that is more our strength helps us to catch up with the rest, and then inspires us to, you know, do more. And yeah, it's always, I think, yeah, either it's the look or how you do things. And I mean, as a solopreneur, it's like, oh, she's successful, and I'm, you know. That's then the comparison, because first of all, the grass is indeed always greener on the other side, unless you step over and have a look. And of course, it's sort of, you compare apples with pears. You know, sometimes you compare someone's best day with your worst. And it's usually when you don't feel so good about yourself that you then Check out everybody, everything. Oh, everything is shining. Everybody is doing everything. Oh, no, I am this. I am just not good enough because you see it through that filter. You only want to see the things. You see it through your perspective, like others see you. And I think that's really important to spend compliments and kindness, when you see someone and you can simply say, oh, your eyes are so sparkly, or just uplifting, and pay someone a compliment and see the positive. It's so easy to, I mean, when I read your book, I shared with you, so I couldn't stop it. It's such great. I just read it in one day. And you can be honest and positive about things. You
Yes.
don't have to focus on the negative. And I think so many people are focused on the bad. And for me, it's we lift each other up. And so many are still sort of trying to pull others down because, yeah, they don't feel good enough. So no one can be sort of higher or better. So they sort of pull them down with their negativity. And I think it's also about really being positive. And for me, I mean, in German, we have the saying, I don't know, when you have the crown, those little peaks, the peak doesn't fall out of your crown if you pay a compliment. You don't lose that. And
Yes.
that's the thing. It's really important to see someone's effort. It's again, when you see a toddler and they start to walk, you applaud them and you say, oh, good. They topple over. So, get up, you can do that again, try again. And we don't do that with other people, even though we are all toddling in our
Yes.
own
That's
life,
correct.
isn't it? And we can be supportive. And yeah, and I think, is it more women that are really pulling others down? Or I don't know.
Sort of in our modern world, because I was thinking about this before we jumped on the call. I was thinking about it last night actually, and I was thinking about when I grew up in Northern Ireland. I mean, yeah, it was challenging, but we didn't have we'd show me we only had like three channels on the TV. We hardly watched TV, to be quite honest. We were always like doing something or playing or whatever. So yeah, there was only time I felt like there was comparison was within, yeah, the family, my sister and myself, and or at school, maybe with someone else in the class or whatever. But there wasn't that same level of today's comparison. And I do think that social media is influencing in a very negative way and quite a harmful way to a lot of younger people today, and even to ourselves, because I mean, we probably, I'll own up now, so I probably spend far too much time scrolling through and then going, oh, some, as you say, somebody else in business, they're doing it and they're doing really well and blah, blah, blah. But are they? You don't always know the truth of things. And that's my husband's really good at saying, don't believe everything you see on social media. And he's absolutely right. Because it's so much these influencers, everything is staged, everything is sort of directed, everything is to give you this perfect illusion. And it is an illusion. But unfortunately, young people are not able to see that that is, it's not real, that a lot of it is fake. And they're particularly, both boys and girls are being very influenced by it. And I think it's causing a lot of mental health issues with young people. So it's a case of, sometimes it's good, but a lot of times it can be very harmful. And particularly when we put ourselves into that comparison and find ourselves lacking. And as you say, it's not you're judging apples and pears. We're completely different. It might be that you're really great at music, or you're a great artist, or but you don't have that Cardassian look. It doesn't matter, but we've all got to find our own path, our own unique path, our own, and enjoy the journey, the view that we have on that. And I think that's really important to try and teach our younger generation is that, don't believe everything on social media. And those girls that, perfect this, perfect that. I mean, I just have to say they irritate me now. Are these women, even women our age who are doing these products, or, it took years off me and I do this and I do that. I think, well, good for you, but I've learned to accept that, this is the size I am. Would I like to be a bit smaller? Yes, only because I would like to be more healthier, to fitter to do things. So I have to, but I have to make the choice for myself to do that. It's not because somebody looks a certain way and I want to look that way, because that's not me. That's not you, Caroline. That's not, we have to learn. It's like, that soul and heart connection of understanding who we are. And this is only like I like somebody to say it as a suit, a human suit that we're wearing. It's about the inside. But,
Definitely.
it is, as you say, it is the robber, the thief of joy. Because when we have our little joyful moments, don't then be looking elsewhere for someone that's done it better or different, or and then go, oh no, I'm not good enough. We have to manage that, start to manage that ourselves, and be proud of what we achieve. I mean, I find in business, I describe myself as a kangaroo because I am really struggle to focus on one of these like business formulas that you really must follow to the T to get certain results. And I realize that I get it to a point and then I go, nope, I'm doing my own thing. I want to do this. And I'm finding for me in my life journey is that I am a Jill of all trades. I like to try things, learn a bit about it, and then I'll go, oh, there's something else. I'm very hard to focus, and that's just me. And I'm accepting how I am is that I don't then compare myself because I go, okay, but I haven't focused, I haven't become an expert on that because I haven't put the time and effort into it. But I love that I have a mix of different skills that I have. And that makes me happy. So, it is about that sort of understanding who you are and what's your joy bringers. Very important. What about you, Caroline? Do you think the same thing or any other thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. I think connect to your heart and follow the lead, your intuition, your guidance, because so often we are looking on the outside and, like you say, 5-step, 3-step programs. And for me, it's often still that masculine energy, like that do, 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 and da, 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 da. And I think many, especially female, or more sensitive people try to find their way. And it's like you said, it's a trial and error, but it's sort of doing it your way. And yeah, and I think it's also about feeling good about yourself, because then you can do that. And the more I do my inner work, and the more I connect to my heart and my soul, and learn to love myself, accept and love myself, the less I compared. I think we compare more when we don't feel good about ourselves, when we already, feel like we're a failure, you're not good enough, we are unlovable. And then We're always looking for that outside approval. And that outside, you know, it is so important what the outside thinks. And yeah, it starts with body shaming or whatever, comparing sort of, oh, I don't look sort of, you know, but it's the heart and soul connection that is often missing. And like you said, this is just a body suit, you know. We leave that behind, and then we are still us, you know. And that's really important, because we are not our bodies, we are not our thoughts, we are not our feelings. We are a soul in this earthly experience, and as a soul, we are complete, we are perfect, we are amazing. And yeah, on a soul level, there is no comparison. And for me, it's always looking at nature. And I always say, one rose doesn't look to the other. And things like, oh, she's blooming nicer, she has a greater pink, or she's not hanging her head, or whatever. You know, be the flower and just shine. And stop comparing. And it starts by noticing it, because we often do it without even noticing. We just, you know, and just notice what you're thinking, what you're feeling. And then if you start comparing, you go like, okay, but I'm good enough. You know, I am my own kind of flower. You know, if we only had roses, the world would be really a sad place. You know, we need all the colors, all the different flowers. I mean, dandelions, some see it as a weed, some see it as a healing herb. I see the beautiful yellow and the changing into those little wish flowers. It's perfect. And we need so many different colors. If the rainbow only had one color, would it be nice? You know, be your own color, be your own flower, and see the diversity around you in nature already. You know, different trees, different kind of grass, different flowers, different, you know, different lakes and mountains, and just take the lesson from nature. I think that's so important. You know, one peak in the mountains isn't comparing to the other.
No, that is really wonderful analogy there, because absolutely, nature is magnificent and so diverse. And you're right, we don't look at a leaf on one tree and compare it with a leaf on another. I mean, some you might find more interesting or more, but you know, you don't, they're, an oak tree is different to a beech tree, or a, you know, they're all so different. You're absolutely right. And it is about accepting who we are and all the joy that we can bring by doing our things that bring us joy, and not forgetting that, because each of us has our own unique path in this life as a soul within our human experience. And we're all got different challenges, we've all got different things we're here to do our experience. And I think it is that comparing is so distracting and takes us off our path. So we need to let that go so we can then come back on. But it's okay to look at what other people are doing, but not get drawn into that sort of like criticism and jealousy, all of those negative elements. You can look at what someone else is doing and go, be inspired by it, or go, I appreciate what they've done, because wow, that's, you know, really talks to my heart and soul. You know, that's okay. That's okay. Or looking for, you know, mentoring or ideas. But that sort of that whole comparison that leaves us feeling negative about ourselves is just not where you need to go. So stop comparing yourself with others.
That's an order.
No, that's
No, but
advice.
it's just,
That's
yeah,
advice.
be observant, realize when you do it, and then connect. Why are you doing it? Where in your life or in yourself you're not feeling good enough? Because it's always that layer of not feeling good enough in whatever area, you know. So, and be true to yourself. Learn to love and hug yourself just the way you are, because you are an amazing, gorgeous, beautiful, colorful, blooming flower and soul. And keep sharing your light. It's important, and the world needs you, and the people around you love you just the way you are.
Absolutely. Be authentically you.
Unapologetically you.
Unapologetically, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Be true, be authentic, be you. Uniquely you.
Exactly, and have fun being you, you know? Sometimes, and that's the thing, because the world is such a great place because we are all unique. If we'd be all the same, be boring, you know. We wouldn't have to come here and learn lessons. But so enjoy your uniqueness, and do that.
Exactly. Some people find their path, like my friend who knew from a very young age she was going to be a doctor, wasn't an easy path for her, but she stuck with it because she knew that's what she was here to do. Me, I was always like, I really kind of never knew. And I was like trying different things. And even now I still try different things. Now I know what I'm here to do. But even within that parameters, I still like to try different things. And I just know that's me. And I enjoy it.
Yeah, and that's wonderful, because I have one dog walk I usually go, but sometimes you need a different path. So exploring different avenues, it's nothing, you know, you can don't try it out. It's, yeah, it's perfect.
Exactly. Be perfectly you.
Exactly. So that was another great topic, and we'll see each other in 2 weeks
Weeks, yes.
with another topic of heart and soul. And yeah, let us know how you're doing by accepting yourself just the way you are, and what helps you to stop comparing yourself.
Love and light, blessings, everyone.